in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. With Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, March 19th, 2025, episode 127.
Curry and the Keeper.
Hello, my queen. You gave up caffeine. Now you look like you're 18.
Oh.
Hey!
Did you think of that one today?
That's not a ChatGPT. That is an Adam Curry original.
Wow.
Yes, you have given up caffeine.
I have given up.
You've given up. You've given up decaffeine.
I've given up joy.
No joy for you. It's amazing. I never thought that I would see the day that you would not drink any coffee.
I know, and I do miss it.
Wait.
Oh.
Cheers. Ready?
Then.
1, 2, 3. Wow, your glass sounds good.
Thanks.
Let me see what I... Oh, this is heavy. This is heavy. Let me try this.
I need to smell it. Oh.
Smell it.
Is it not good?
I'm not sure.
Is there a...
It needs to open up. It needs a hole as wide as the Grand Canyon to open
you
up.
You just opened it.
Yeah, so. This is the Schaefer 2019 Napa Valley 1.5, whatever that means.
Ooh, it's...
It's a Cabernet.
It's
a cab.
It's smoky.
Oh, my God. 15.3% alcohol.
Ooh. Looks that like I'll be getting lucky later.
Hey, baby. This wine expresses the classic aromas and flavors of Stag's Leap District.
Oh, Stag's Leap.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with Stag's
Leap? Yes, I am. I actually went to vineyard in Napa Valley.
Yep. No way. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, is there anything on the label on the back and who it came from?
Oh, no, there's nothing.
Oh.
I was surprised. I'm like, who?
Yeah, usually I mark it.
I know. So,
I don't know.
Our collection is dwindling.
I know. I noticed. I don't even drink. You're drinking it all.
That's not true. We've had guests over, guests are very interested in drinking our wine.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, because we have the good stuff. But yes, going back to, I'm always doing something, of course, but I have temporarily given up all sugar.
And joy.
And you know what?
And sugar.
Do you realize how disciplined I am? I am so disciplined. Today we got 2 boxes of chocolate. We got chocolate last week. We got 2 boxes of chocolate, which is toffee.
Thank you from Little John's in California.
One box is 2 layers of toffee, and then other box is 2 layers, 1 milk chocolate, 1 dark chocolate of turtles.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite. Like,
is
I
that
could
really
eat
your favorite? Turtles is your favorite?
Well, I like it all. I would eat it all.
You will eat anything.
I'll eat
it. I mean, I've had M&Ms in our little pantry closet, and I've gone like, oh, I think I'll have an M&M. What? And you'll be like, yeah, I ate them all. Like a whole bag, bag of M&Ms.
I am so disciplined.
You are.
And I am in the middle of a 24-hour fast. I am...
hungry.
11 and a half hours in.
Are you hungry?
I got 12 and a half hours to go.
Do you have clarity?
No.
No, you're
I'm
hungry.
Thinking about chocolate. No. Actually, you know what the worst time is right now?
Yeah, it's when I'm sitting down. You just made me dinner. You made me a wonderful dinner. You made me mega choli. Which is Master Choli Plus.
Yes. Plus. Like Big CD.
Yeah.
Like Big CD people.
And then, you know, and I'll have a glass of wine, have my little bowl there, and you'll sit down to me and you'll pray with me. You'll pray over the meal that you're not eating. That must be so hard. And I appreciate you sitting there with your lemon water.
And I drink hot lemon water with salt. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know.
It's crazy.
But I've learned so much about fasting, and there's so many benefits to it. And the hardest part, though, is dinner time. Once I'm past dinner time, I'm okay. When I go to bed, I'm okay. Even when I wake up, I'm okay.
But this morning you had like a hungry man meal.
You have to feast.
Yeah.
I had 4 boiled eggs and 8 ounces of Bavette. That's a ton of food.
For you. And then what? Onions and fermented stuff. And all kinds of things on your plate.
Yes.
And so, I'm just like, I'll just have a little scrambled eggs. So like, I don't need all that.
That was my only meal for the whole, for 24 hours. So,
but do you have clarity? Do you feel like
The clarity kicks in when you doing about 72 hour fast, which is 3 days of no food, and they say it gets easier. I mean, I've been listening to this book online. I've been reading about it. There's a lot of benefits. The autophagy is called, where you're basically your cells go and get cleaned up in your body.
The autophagy, wasn't that Star Trek 4, the autophagy?
Yes, it was. Yeah. But you know what? The inflammation in my shoulder is gone. Like, there are so many benefits that I've had from taking the sugar out of my diet. And I'm so disciplined. I can sit there and look at those chocolates and watch you eat a chocolate and not. I don't give into it. I just don't. I make my mind up. Yeah. And I've been walking. I'm up to 22 and a half pounds now with my vest.
I mean, somehow I think I should feel guilty.
Yeah, because all you do is sit around.
No, I walk three times a day. This keeps me alive.
Around the block?
Yeah. Well, it's a good walk. Sometimes it's
probably get a mile and a half in a day.
If Phoebe's got fire, then we walk a little faster than normal.
Yeah.
In the morning, she's kind of like, ooh-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Man, she's been loving the bull and the horse. Almost every morning.
What's his name? Benny the Bull.
Sammy.
Sammy the Bull. Is that his real name?
No, of course not. You know, Sammy the Bull from the gangster in New York, the Bull Gravano. So yes. Sammy the Bull, earmark 636. That's his ear tag. Oh. And he'd be laying there, and then Phoebe will go up and they'll touch noses, and then he'll like start moving his rear leg like a dog does when you pet him. You know, he's like,
by them touching noses?
Yeah, he likes it. Yeah. Wow. And then the horse comes over, turns around, and then Phoebe sniffs her tail.
Oh.
It's a whole thing. It's a whole ritual.
Wow.
It's almost every morning. So
I guess I'll see it. I'll experience it when you go to Amsterdam.
Yeah, when do I go?
It's mid-April. About a month.
But you're going to go for, aren't you leaving next week?
Sunday. I'm leaving Sunday
this
to
Sunday?
Go.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, baby.
I'll be gone for 5 days.
And then you come back, you turn around, you leave again?
Next week, the following week.
See, that's coming back and turn around, leaving again.
Yeah.
Party at my place. Woo!
And then I turn around and leave again. Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
You're not sorry. Yeah. You have no look of sorrow at all on your face.
You'll
be fine.
But I know
you're going to come home and be like, oh, I'm so tired. I wish I didn't have so much to do. And then, let me guess, we have a whole bunch of dinners lined up after that?
We have a few things lined up, yes. But no, I'm going to Chicago on Sunday to see my mom, spend time with my mom, and I'll be there.
Nice.
I fly home on Thursday, so I'll be gone five days. I get to see my daughter, Ellen, which I'm really happy about. And then when I get back the following Thursday, I go to Florida to see my friend, Teresa.
And you know what I did today?
Taxes. I know. I so
all
appreciate
day,
you doing that.
All day.
I so appreciate you doing that.
It's actually kind of, you know, I like last year, I pray, say, Holy Spirit, make the numbers all work. And almost everything worked except some connection to the bank didn't work. So I had to enter like 3 months manually, which was kind of a pain.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know how it used to be with tax day. I would really be freaking out. I would be incredibly unhappy.
You wouldn't freak out, but you weren't happy about it. And it took you a long time.
It took me a lot longer. Yes. Yeah, no, yeah. The system's kind of automated now.
Yes.
It's remembered stuff. And we don't spend much.
No.
I mean,
we don't go to the grocery store.
Not a lot of different. No. In fact, I'll see like $500 KNC cattle.
Yes.
And then it'll be like 6-8 weeks later. KNC cattle. save money.
Oh my gosh.
Man.
And we don't really go out to eat that much either. Because I would much rather eat our own food.
Yeah.
And and when we go to HEB, I get little things. I don't do a big grocery.
It's so bad now that we go to HEB so infrequently that we're actually out of HEB bags for me to pick up Phoebe's poop with. Those are my go-to poop bags, and we're out of them almost.
Mm. I brought some home today.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Just for you.
Yum.
Yeah. So you want to talk about our little day
date? Our day date? Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, go ahead. Who planned it?
What do you want? What do you want? So on Saturday.
Being that you haven't planned a date in what?
I've been trying.
The last date we went, I think, was Pizza Hut.
I've been trying. You don't eat. You're fasting.
We went out. I ate. Didn't I eat?
Yeah, that was during the day. It was a day date.
Yeah,
yes. Yeah. Why are
don't
you doing,
blame it on me.
Why are you doing this to me? You know, there's a lot of women who would say that Curry's a good husband. I'll take him. Go find something in Chicago, in Indiana. Go find something. Find something better. Especially when I have my wig on, which we'll talk about. That's the art of the tease.
Adam's losing his hair, so he's got a wig.
No, I'm not. That's the art of the tease. Yeah, we went shopping, which means it was great. We had one specific store we wanted to go to. And on the way, like, and we go to this store, and I got to return this, and I go to that one, and I go to this one, I got to go to that one. Do you want to do anything? Do you need anything? No. Okay. And we got to hurry because at 12:30 we have lunch. 1:15 we have lunch reservations. So it was great. Come on. I'm a good shopper. Yes. I walk along. I carried the bags. I give you input.
Yeah.
I say, like,
so I bought a new pair of tennis shoes, and you go, yeah, get those because I don't like those clob hoppers you got on. I go, what?
I don't My think unclouds. I said it you, the just like that.
Clod hoppers.
I did call them clod hoppers. Said they look better than the clod hoppers you're wearing right now.
I'm like, what?
Yeah, they were.
This is style.
Oh, right. I know. The jeans that look like you could fit three legs in each leg that are too short. Yeah, it's the style.
It is the style.
It's amazing. People have lost their ever-loving mind. What happened to just like normal pants, normal length?
Normal pants.
Normal shoes.
It's called style, baby. Come on.
It's called a psyop, okay? They trick women into believing that you have to wear this.
So we got to buy more clothes. Yeah, I get it.
Exactly. That's it.
So anyway, so I planned this day date because I had to go pick up Annette's birthday present and
I helped pick up.
You did.
And was I right the first time?
You were. Shh.
And so, you looked around five more things like, oh, I think I'll take this. That's what I just said.
So, but yes, it morphed into a little bit more because I wanted to go pick something up and then I needed to return something.
Bro,
and
since you already knew that was happening when we were on our way.
It was strategic. That's why I was like, let's leave on the dot at 10 o'clock, of which you were late by 5 minutes.
Why?
You had to irrigate your teeth.
Exactly. Yes. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It adds at least 10 minutes onto everything. Yeah. Anyway. I waited. I didn't say a word.
I don't know why you stay with me.
I didn't.
It's amazing.
I didn't say a word. Yeah, I was like,
here's
let's
the
go.
Gun. You just get rid of me.
Babe, no, I love you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because I drive. I drive well.
I could have drove. So anyway, so I go to, I had purchased Adam a beautiful David Yurman bracelet with the beads. It's got a sterling silver cross on it. And beautiful. I got it for him for Christmas a year and a half ago.
It was always a little bit big.
It was always a little bit big. So I said, hey, since we're here, let's go into David Yurman and let's see if we can get this sized. And he was like, okay. So we go in there and the girls look, I go, can you size this? And she said, yeah. And I said, you can just take off a few of the links and the beads. And you go, well, I'm missing a bead. I go, what? Like, they're glass beads. And I'm like, how are you missing a bead? You go, I crushed one of them. I go, what? You never told me. And I go, this is the kicker. I go, how did that happen? My vape fell on it.
So
why didn't you tell me, Adam Curry?
Well, what good would it do? It was just one bead.
It doesn't matter. It was my Christmas gift to you.
Well, there's your reason for me not telling you. So I lay down my watch and I take off my bracelet every night and I put my vape down next to it and it fell over and I just picked it up and I'm like, what are these little pieces of black here? What is this? And I'm like, oh.
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 Yes.
Crush the bead.
The bane of my existence.
But, you know, it was going to take them 8 weeks.
Oh, I know.
And 5 months or something to shorten it. And so
I know.
So you were very kind. You bought me a new one, which is real. I love it. You know, I love my bracelet.
I know. I really so we just do. Got you a new one. And then she polished your ring. And
She knew
all my jewelry. So I love your ring here. I love that ring there, blah, blah, blah. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
You really know.
She says, no, I sized you up when you walked in. Like, uh-huh.
But you kept a secret.
I kept a secret.
You didn't tell me that.
I completely forgot about it. It happened at night. You're in bed.
Because you know, involved with the vape. That's why.
Well, that didn't help. But my only job at night, you're already in your bed. You've got your frowny on. Oh, did I give something away?
You can go ahead and talk about it.
You got your frowny on, which is like this huge Band-Aid, which makes you look like Janie Lane from Warrant.
It's called frownies.
Okay. You got your frownies on and you got your eye mask on. And my only job is to come in and say, darling, would you like some chapstick?
Because I get ready. It doesn't take me long to get ready for bed where you...
Yeah.
Because you have to irrigate your teeth. It takes you a little bit. So, yeah, I put my frownies on my forehead, put my mask on, and I get under the covers.
I'd never heard of frownies until you started applying them.
They work
them.
Like magic. So here's the issue.
They're basically like big Band-Aids.
Yes, they're big patches that you put on your forehead that eliminate wrinkles. And the reason I started wearing them...
I'm telling you, you look like Janie Lane from Warren.
I look like I have a headband on.
Yeah, exactly.
So because I lay on my side and it smushes my whole face and I get this big indentation in the side of my forehead.
But
and
it goes so away, doesn't it?
It takes like half the day. And so I'm buying these frownies.
I've never noticed this.
So they're easy to go on. And then once they dry, it's like peeling them off is like... Yeah. Trying to take a sticker off of a glass. It's
Yes.
But they work. How do I look?
You look beautiful.
Look smooth?
You look beautiful no matter what.
Oh, good
answer.
You
know this. You know this.
No, I don't know that.
How many times do I say it to you?
You do.
Every day, at least 10 times.
Give or take five.
Okay.
But no, you're always very, very complimentary. You look really sharp.
Yeah. I notice what you look at.
And then when you don't say anything, I know you don't. You don't like it.
Those pants with those clodhoppers. Like, I even saw you had different color lipstick on the other day.
You did.
Yeah. It looked good. You didn't like it though. Did you like it? Did you like that color lipstick?
I have to get used to it.
It was just a little
darker.
But I noticed it in church.
Like, you did. Hey, you did.
Hey.
You did.
Yeah.
You did. So after this day date.
Yeah.
I gave you a directive. What was it? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Are you kidding?
This goes back to Saturday. I have numbers in my head. What was the directive? You going to help me? You going to give me a clue?
It has something to do with the day we got married.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Jeez.
You forgot.
No, I didn't forget. I have 18 reminders in my calendar.
Oh, you do?
Yes. Yes. Something nice and special for our anniversary doesn't have to be in Fredericksburg.
Right.
Yes. I heard you. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Keep your passport ready.
Oh. We can't do that because we're going to Nashville the following week. Right. But you know, on the 23rd, it will be 10 years since that lovely day of the meeting when you and I first met.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
The 23rd of March?
Uh-huh. Sunday.
Let me just check because I have that in my calendar too. Let me just see. 23rd. Yes. Here it says.
March 23rd, 2015.
And you know what my calendar says? First talk Tina.
First talk Tina?
Yeah. That's what's in my calendar.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 Okay. So
memories.
There you
go. Yeah. So you got. So I'm excited to see what you're gonna kind of conjure up.
Luckily,
I'll be drinking by then. So.
Luckily, I have some time to figure this one out.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I have some ideas.
Oh.
There's no pressure though, or anything. Man. Oh man. Oh man. It's like you just make me look like a horrible husband.
You're not. You're a lovely husband. You did the taxes today.
Oh, see, that's what I mean. Drive me, shop with me, do the taxes.
I'm just kidding.
Are you, though?
I am.
There's always some kind of truth in humor.
Oh, please.
You told me this yourself.
You know what I love the most is when we're laying in bed and we just start laughing, like make jokes.
That's almost every night.
Yeah. I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
And you always make funny jokes about me.
Well, it's so easy.
Yeah. So, gosh.
Yeah.
Our town almost burnt down.
Yeah, I saw the newsletter.
Yeah.
Yes. I think it was closer than 22 miles. I think it was closer than 22
was
miles
it?
Away. I think so. I think it was more like 10 plus. It wasn't 20 miles away.
If the wind was going south.
Well, let's just say we were coming home from shopping on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And, now, had you read? Well, it's actually started Friday.
No, Friday,
you're sitting here, you're in the kitchen, and you say, oh, wow, there's smoke at Laura Logan's place.
Oh, yes.
And I'm like, Oh, no, because that's right down the road.
That's like literally down the street from us. I could walk to her house.
I said, hold on a second. And that's all I heard. I grabbed the fire extinguisher. Like, I don't know if that would do. I mean, it would help somewhat, I guess. And I just throw on my boots. I drive with a burp, scoot, scoot. And there's her husband, Joe. And he's like, nah, we already got to, he was, you know, sweating. Like, no, it's all taken care of. I see the hoses rolled out. You sure you don't have, everything's out here? Because, man, I know that these fires, especially because we had 40 mile an hour winds gusting.
And it's so dry here. It's
completely so dry. So
everything's a tinderbox.
That was kind of like just a little preparedness lesson. And then as we're coming home Saturday, you're like, oh man, there's a huge fire. And as we're driving up 87, I think it is. It's 87.
Yeah.
From we could 10, see it. 10 to 87.
But let me go back. So I want to say when that happened with Joe, and we had the Blood Diamond dealers over for dinner on Friday night. And I said to them, I go, if he would have burnt my house down, I would have shot him.
Now that's my Christian wife right there. That's my Psalms 31 wife at work. That's right.
Of course,
right.
I was kidding.
Taking care of business.
Of course, I would never do that. But the magnitude of what could have happened out of their carelessness.
Yeah.
I would have been fit to be tied.
Well,
anyway.
So then we're driving back and we see the smoke.
Yes.
And it's huge.
Well, I'm getting text messages from all my prayer warrior girlfriends.
We don't know how far away it is at this point. We're just like, we don't know where the wind is blowing. It's like, it's already 900 acres and just, you know, and yeah, your phone is blowing up. I got nothing. No one cares about me if there's a fire. I get a tweet. Hey, man, you okay? That's all I get. but that was kind of scary. And when we got home, we could see that it was far away. And by then we knew that the wind was blowing it eastward. But there were lots of friends of ours who were evacuating their homes,
yes,
their ranches.
They had to leave their homes. The sheriff came and knocked on their doors and said, you're going to have to evacuate. And they didn't know. They didn't know. So it was just, so many people were praying. We stopped at Pastor Jimmy and Annette's house on the way back from shopping. And we were just sitting there and we all just stopped and Jimmy prayed and we all prayed for God's mighty hand to just divert the fire, take the fire out. And I think
damage to homes was minimal.
I don't know.
There are some people who lost their homes.
Oh, I know.
But it was minimal compared to what it could have been as it expanded to 10,000 acres.
It was almost 10,000 acres. Yeah. And finally, it's like 95% contained. But I went and bought 5 cases of water and went and dropped it off at the fire station. People came and brought food or gift cards for food. And because what would we do if we didn't have them, you know?
And we're kind of right in the flight line for the helicopters with the buckets and the tanker planes. And God bless those guys, man.
You need to shake that rain stick on the show.
Yeah, right. You know. Rain stick is, I'm going to pray for rain. I find that to be much more effective.
Well, maybe God will hear the chimes.
Okay.
I know he hears everything.
We definitely need rain.
But thank you to everybody who reached out. I mean, I got a lot of messages either through Instagram, people texting me, through Substack.
Well, people here in Fredericksburg, they're like, holy crap, isn't that where Adam and Tina live?
Yeah.
Eventually I got some messages.
But seriously, if the wind was going the other direction,
it would have burnt down all of Fredericksburg. Easily.
Yeah.
Would have easily
done that. Because we're such a tinderbox. It would have, I mean, granted, I'm sure that there would have been a very concerted effort to.
Not easy. So.
Yeah.
Yes, we're very grateful that the damage seems to be reasonably minimal.
Yes.
Certainly for no human lives lost that I know of.
Yeah.
I think most of the livestock got out okay.
I think when you get into that mode, I can't even imagine getting into that mode of panic. And what do you grab? I mean, we've talked about this.
We've talked about it several times.
I'm sure when you're in the midst of it, you're just thinking, oh.
I'd be like, my microphone, my chargers, my wine. Get the wine bottle.
Your backup, your computer. You totally need your computer.
No, I just grabbed the laptop.
Yeah.
None of it's important.
No, really.
There's not a single thing. The dog food.
She needs dog food. Yeah.
She does.
Yeah.
She does.
So.
Of course, we have this party coming up on Saturday.
Yes.
This 80s party, some new people at church invited us.
Yes.
And they're actually kind of 80s kids, I think.
Yes. Well, I'm an 80s kid, too. I was 18 in 1980.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know that the Gen X is now officially 50? I think Gen X is now turning 50.
Oh, really?
So we're right on the cusp.
We're right on the cusp. You're a boomer.
Well, no, I'm not. September 1964, but it doesn't matter because now people just say, they just tweet to me, okay, boomer. It's like, I don't have to tell you how many times I'm the face and the hair of Generation X, but okay.
Whatever.
So we invited, and it was like, 80s party. And I was like, it's like people sometimes think, oh, I have a great idea. Let's go on an 80s cruise. I'm like, yeah, no. Let's not go.
The Spasmatics are playing.
That's the bonus.
The Spasmatics played at the Bandana Ball for Ronald McDonald.
Twice, right? I think two years in a row.
Many years before I even joined. And they're so fun. It's all good 80s music. And so the friends that we're going with, and Pastor Jimmy and Annette are going too, they wanted to dress up. So I'm like, okay, I'm down. Like, when do we ever do this? We never do this.
And at Halloween, we turn the lights off.
I know.
We hide inside. Nobody's home.
Been to a Halloween party. We've never been to like a big New Year's Eve party. I mean, so I was like, this will be fun.
And by the way, I don't think either you or I really feel like going to.
No, I'd really.
If there was a classy, like, dress up, tuxedo, beautiful New Year's Eve party.
Yes.
Yeah. But usually it's like, it's 10 o'clock. I know. Happy New Year advance, babe. Let's go to bed.
We're so old. But so I was like, okay, what am I going to wear? And I was thinking. And I decided, and I don't know if we talked about this on the last show.
I think so, but it's worth repeating because it's about me.
Of course.
Go for it.
See how much I love you? Yeah. So I took one of Adam's MTV headshots. And I had it put on an oversized t-shirt with the word swoon over the top of it. So, and then I'm going to try, I'm considering cutting out the neck so that it comes off of my shoulder, but I don't want to mess it up. And then I bought the 80s little accessories on Amazon for $8, like the little mesh gloves, the cross earrings.
the Madonna headband. Yeah.
So then Annette, after the class last week, we were talking about it, and I'm like, you guys need to come. She's like, okay, I'm going to come. So she wanted the exact same t-shirt that I have.
Of course.
So we're going to be twinsies.
Yes. What, she has this Adam Curry swoon t-shirt?
Yes, she has one too.
It's my posse.
It's your posse.
Yeah, nice.
And so then she broke the news to Pastor Jimmy.
Broke
the news that you're wearing a wig. So why don't you talk about your wig?
Well, the first wig that came in, I don't know what that was. That was like a dead animal that they had plastified. And
it didn't look anything like the picture.
It didn't even look like anyone's hair. Yes. It just looked like a mop thrown on top of my head. I'm like, this is not going to work. So, and in the picture, it looked kind of like a George Michael-ish kind of, you would say, we could probably make that work. Well, no. That was fake news. That thing was no good.
Well, you can't touch it with a curling iron because it'll probably melt.
It'll catch fire.
Yeah.
$14. By the way, we got the refund already.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
We sent it back to Amazon.
See, I love you for that. I'd be like, I throw that thing in my closet like, yeah, maybe one day we'll need it. And you go to the UPS store, you return it, and you get your refund.
That's
that. I love that.
I'm not going to just throw it
away. So you ordered two more, and one of them is like, Tina Turner on steroids.
Well, it reminds me of that medium Teresa Caputo. Do you remember Teresa? Teresa Caputo. She's from New Jersey. Look her up. They call her the, I don't know. She talks to dead people. I don't know. Teresa Caputo.
I've never heard of this lady. Hold on a second. Let me take a look.
She's some medium. Doesn't that wig look like her hair?
Hers is a little more styled, but yeah, that height, yeah, totally.
So that on and I'm like, you're seven feet tall with that wig on your head.
But then you had another one and it's doable. It's kind of doable. We can style it to make it look good enough. I got my leather jacket, put that on. Unfortunately, I don't have my studded belt. Did you order me a studded belt?
I did not. No.
Okay. I'm going to wear my bolo tie with my white shirt.
You got to find your bolo tie. Yeah. We got to find it. I think it's in the humidor.
Oh, that's I think it's there. Okay. Along with some very, very old stale cigars in the humidor. Yes. Humidor's
and
a big
I think
word.
Your gold coins are in there too.
Yes. Go ahead. Tell everybody where the treasures are. If you break into our house, go straight for the humidor. You can get the $1 million bolo tie and the gold coins.
If you can find the humidor.
Yeah.
So we're going to be all decked out. So Pastor Jimmy bought. And that got him kind of this mullet wig, and it was so bad. I mean, it almost looks like
awesome. It looked awesome.
It was pretty bad. It almost looks as bad as the wig that you're going to wear.
Yeah, he got another one. He's got like a Ramones.
Now he's got really long, hair, like Ramones.
And he was posing with his guitar, which, by the way, that picture should kind of be posted.
Oh,
it kind of needs to go viral. It takes 30 years off of him.
He's got a reputation to protect. He can't be putting that out there.
All right. Well, there will be pictures taken of us at the party. Yes. I'm very much. And it's an early party.
Yeah.
It starts at like 7.
Well, the doors open at 6 and then it starts at 7. And we'll probably be on the road by 9 because it's both a school night for both of you guys.
Oh, it's Saturday night. Yeah.
Saturday night. Yeah.
That's too funny.
So it'll be fun.
Oh, man.
I love that.
I love that.
Yeah.
I went over to Patriot Academy this week.
Yes.
Which was a lot of fun because I...
We talked about you being on Flashpoint last week. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I'd also heard Rick Green on a couple of things. I'm like, and I knew that he... It's amazing he has any sound at all over there. I'm like, dude, should I come by and just try and adjust your sound a little bit? And so I went into the tavern.
Oh.
It's quite a cool. I've never been in that other building. We've only been into the big building, yes, where they have the replica of the house. And so this is where all the offices are. And it's cool.
It's the first building when you pull in. Yeah. It's a pretty impressive campus, and it's not even
his kids. I love his kids.
Yes,
they're all like, "Hi, Mr. Curry, how are you doing?" And they're always interested, and they know what's going on, and they're polite. And can I get you anything? And they're just how come our kids aren't like?
I don't know. I'm asking the same question.
we didn't do that.
My girls are very, very polite and very personable.
Yeah, but they work with their parents.
Yes,
so. And, you know, they're editing stuff and they're working on things and they're just always doing stuff at the Patriot Academy. And I said, let's go take a look at your setup. Well, he basically had the microphone stuck into the computer. It was like nothing else.
Oh.
And I brought along the big bottom and all kinds of effects and stuff. And I said, that really, for a whole bunch of reasons, that wasn't going to work. Although I was happy because like something was actually leaving my closet.
Oh,
like, hey, Ivan said, hey, look, Tina's going to love this.
Did you leave it with him?
No, I brought it back. Of course, it's back in the closet.
You need to open those doors.
No.
When you're in Amsterdam, but one cable. Organize it.
No. You might hurt yourself. Stuff is stacked in there. Don't. I'll never find anything.
This is so funny. I'm going to take a shortcut here. So I was laying in bed and I'm like, oh my gosh, my feet are so cold. They're so cold. And I said, could you grab me a pair of socks? And you go in my drawer. You're like, oh my gosh, look at all this stuff in here. You got bags in here. Look at this. And I'm like, you've never been in my sock drawer?
I've never been in any of your drawers.
No.
What am I going to look for there? But when I saw the socks, opened a few other, I'm like, this is organized. You got stuff in little baggies. You got baskets with bags in the baskets.
I got dark socks and white socks.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Separated.
I just go like, socks. There's your sock drawer.
Wait a minute. Oof. I put the socks in there. You don't put the socks in there.
No, I know. But you could at least
divide them
into colors.
What?
There's a few in there. There's some random socks that have no partner. There's a couple of things going on.
You need to toss
on.
Those, yeah, then. I kind of save them. Anyway. Like, they'll show up. They'll come back home. Anyway,
hey,
yeah,
we were in bed and you said, my feet are cold. And I said, shall I go get you some socks? I got out of bed to go get you socks.
You're amazing.
It was a great adventure.
I cannot.
Whoa, look at this.
I can't. I know. You're like, what is this? What else?
And then looking around, like, everything's color coordinated. It goes from dark to light. All the shoes have a spot.
Excuse me, light to dark.
All the shoes have their own little spot.
They're bicolor too,
with an outline. So the just like in a, like a tool board.
No.
almost. Anyway.
Anyway, back to Rick Green.
So they bring out his old mixer, which is this huge beast, which is actually a really good one. And I get it all set up and rock and roll. And they said, hey, let's do an interview for the tavern. And so we talked for about an hour. And it was really nice.
Nice. Yeah,
I like that guy.
I do too. They're lovely, like, lovely people.
All right, I'm going to go off. I got to go to Bastrop. Like, it's 3 o'clock. I got to go to Bastrop. He's always off doing something else. He's so always busy. Running and gunning, that guy.
I'm actually meeting with him and his wife Debbie next Friday about their next event. So I'm going to just offer up my expertise.
And your experience.
Yes. So.
And I think, you know, besides lots of Godcaster meetings and some breakthroughs there, you know, we have a follow-up on Friday morning. I mean, things are moving.
I know. They're moving and shaking.
They are moving.
Yes.
So I'm just super excited.
Yes. I really am. Yes.
It's a lot, though. I feel like sometimes I'm like...
You're busy.
I'm busy.
You are busy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, am I still fun to be around?
Yeah, most times. No. You are the most balanced person I know. You have one mood, positive.
Pretty much.
Like I said, your glass is always filled with champagne. It's not half empty. It's not half full. It's always filled with champagne.
And, and we've been watching House of David, which has been nice. And White Lotus.
Yes.
It's all so stressful for me. I mean, I am literally watching like, because instead of episode cliffhanger, it's just like, Tension. It's just all tension.
And then after the programs are done, you're still tense because you're like, I don't understand why there's only one episode a week. This is not fair. No. We need to be able to binge on all of it. I have to wait now. I don't understand it. And I'm like, Adam, they want to keep coming back. And you're like, it's going to fail.
They're making a mistake. I think they're making a mistake. I think they are. They need to release more than one episode at a time. That's just me. It's different. It used to be different on Netflix and Hulu. You could watch at least a couple episodes or the whole series at your own pace. Because, you know, then you could say, hey, should we watch another one?
Yeah.
Because everything else would be like, hey, should we watch another one? Okay, how long will it be? It'll be done at 10:05.
I know, because there are sometimes when we're watching something like very lighthearted and it's 9 o'clock, you're like, okay. Let's watch House of David. And I said, that is a little too stressful that close to bedtime. I can't. Right?
And so I'm like, okay, because there's no, we have to wait for another House of David, have to wait for another White Blossom, Lotus, whatever
White
it
Lotus.
Is.
What else are we watching?
And you're just like, you've given up. You're like looking at Instagram, doom scrolling. I'm trying to find something. And I find Marky Mark.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. And that was a fun movie.
Yes, it was so unrealistic, but yes, it was a lot of fun.
Just because he was a nice family man. And it turns out he used to be an assassin.
Yes.
That was cool. Yeah. Come on, it was cool. They were in Vegas.
And they were like beating the crap out of him and he was still alive. Like,
he's Marky Mark. Come on, man. He's Marky Mark. He can do anything. He's got the halo up in his back pocket.
Yes.
What could go wrong with him? Everything's good.
Him and Jonathan Rumi and Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
Tucker's
also promoting.
Oh, he's promoting the Halo.
I think they're actually advertising on his show.
Is that primarily a Catholic?
I think so.
App?
Okay, I think so.
Yeah,
but you know, it's still scripture.
Yeah.
So,
you know, my sister is getting more into faith too. I know. I love that.
That's awesome.
I love that.
So, what is she? Is she reading something? Is she reading devotionals?
Yes. Yeah, she's doing something. Yeah, she's
What?
I don't know, but she said, told me that she's getting more and more into it. And she said she was going to go visit a church. And I said, do some church shopping because it takes a while to kind of figure out which one feels like home for you.
Yeah.
So
church shopping.
And I just love, I mean, we talk about this all the time, but I love our church so much. I mean, it's great that our best friends are Jimmy and Annette, Pastor Jimmy and Annette. I love that. But I mean, when we walk in there, the community is just amazing. I love them all.
And well, this is all the people who start texting, like, how are you doing? Everyone okay? Does anyone need anything?
We just lift up.
Connection is protection. They're your first responders.
We're holding their arms up like Moses' arms were held up.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yes. So I know. I did get an
interesting piece of news from our listener in Finland.
Oh.
Yes. This is an article from Yle. It's a Finnish publication.
Yeah.
How to avoid norovirus.
Oh.
Wash your hands.
Yeah.
And?
Don't go on cruises.
Keep the lid down.
Oh. Yeah.
I thought that was so cool. Yeah. Keeping the lid down will help you avoid norovirus. Also, don't bite your nails. But
okay. Oh, gosh, yeah. Who bites your nails? Yeah. I was at Annette's house today. We were just hanging out all day today.
And I know. What was I doing?
Texas.
That's right. And how was it hanging out all day?
It was great.
Okay.
We did online shopping. What? I go to her house. I go, I came to your house. I spent money. Like, what?
What did you buy?
I bought two pairs of sandals for summer. Okay. Well, but so she was showing me her, because they're having housework remodeling done in their home. Yeah. And so we went into her guest bathroom and the lid was up. Oh, she looked at me. She goes, they don't put the lid down.
She blamed it on the workers right away.
Oh, no. Annette is no. Pastor Jimmy and Annette are very fastidious about that.
KTLD.
That's why we get along so well, because they're as fastidious as we are.
Very good.
Although Pastor Jimmy's office is a little more organized than this studio. But other than that, I'm kidding. No, it was fun to hang out with her. I've been hanging out with her a lot. We went to...
I know.
She's getting a hat made from Brandy, so I got to hang out with her then. And then we went... what else did we do? Oh, we went to lunch. And yeah, it's been fun. And then I'm going to Nashville with them.
That's what you do as a woman retired from corporate life. That's
It doesn't seem like I'm retired.
You're retired from corporate life.
Right.
Just corporate life. Yeah. Yeah. That's what you do.
I'm busy. So we're planning the next big concert on Good Friday.
Yeah. I'm not even going to be here. Bummed. I'm not going to be here.
I got to MC this.
You're going to MC it? You can do it.
Yeah.
You're really good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just put the Adam Curry wig on. Grab the leather jacket. You'll be good to go.
I will do that. So, but no, speaking about our church, yeah, I'm volunteering again tomorrow at the church. I'm coming in and helping out. And yeah, I love our church.
I love everything about our life right now. Even the taxes were okay.
Yeah.
I gave to God what belongs to God and to Caesar what belongs to Caesar.
Yeah, I know. You said that at dinner.
There was something else. Have you ever noticed? I think we talked about this. Number 6:24-26 has popped up at least 10 times this week for me. And for you as well, I think.
It's my favorite.
I think Pastor Jimmy talked about it. I think it was on the YouVersion.
Do you have it in front of you?
I do. The Lord, and this is what my grandmother, after the eldest grandchild, would read Psalm 121, the going away prayer. I lift up my eyes unto the hills. Then and I never knew this, because they would always say, Lord bless you. Lord, and I'd just be standing there like, I don't know what everyone's saying. Like, I just move my lips. But they would be saying, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Yes, I love that. I love that.
His favor.
This is a song too. Cody Carnes and Carrie Job.
Is it Cody Carnes?
And Carrie Job. I believe sing the, it's called The Blessing, and it's a beautiful song. Beautiful.
Let me see. Is that the one?
Yes. You're going to play. Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. It's on HelloFred.fm, in case you didn't know.
Yes, I know. I've been
listening.
Everyone
should be listening to Hello. You've been listening to Hello Fred?
Well, when I can.
Okay. There's an app coming, an app that will work in your car, and you just plug your phone in, and it'll pop up, and you get a whole screen filled with Hello Fred. It's coming. It's coming.
Okay.
That's right. It's all part of your Godcaster experience.
Yes.
Yes. Speaking of God sees.
God sees.
I mean, Goddess.
Oh, God apostrophe S?
God's God shot. That's what I was.
Oh, okay. I was God sees.
This is a very bad transition I'm making here.
I would
here.
Say, yeah, Let's maybe you should edit that out.
It's time for Tina's God shot.
That's what we call bailing out of a bad sin.
Okay. So I'm doing this wonderful devotional with Brandy. And I think this is where this came from. I'm not sure. Or maybe it was with Karen. I'm doing two devotionals.
You're doing five.
Well, I do. Okay. I do one with Karen, one with Brandy. I do the you version. I do the one with you. I just finished up the book of
Revelation. Did you guys finish Revelation?
Not yet. We have about four more weeks. And then I just did a 5-day devotional on the book of Esther.
Okay. Yeah.
And then Bible study. Yes, I'm in it.
You are in it. Yes.
So this was Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good work, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Mm. And I think about that. You know, I think about with Harvest Project Texas. I think about what you're doing with mm-hmm. Godcaster. I think about writing the newsletter for the church. I think about serving on the women's ministry, you going to the men's breakfast, mm-hmm. you mentoring Parker, mm-hmm. all of that. And I loved what this devotional said. It said, in Christ, your life should be a poetic statement of God's glory. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I love that. The master artisan designs each of our lives to join and interlock to create a big picture. A living giant tapestry woven of people. So think about our spiritual family.
This is where God makes all things work together for good.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it says sometimes from where you're standing, you might not be able to see where you fit. But if you take a step back and look at it from his perspective, you can see the overall masterpiece, the perfect workmanship of God.
Zoom out,
right?
Is what we say. Zoom out.
Yes, yeah, isn't totally. That great? And like, yeah. I could just see. I see it all now.
And if you see cool? how big it is,
oh.
and how connected, and how so many people are connected. I mean, just there's a lot of connections. It all starts to fit together. And actually, email helps me see that sometimes when I see people coming in. Like, there's this one guy who said, "Yeah, I want to help you with your app." And then, you know, I'm looking at his website and I'm like, oh, you're a believer.
Oh,
said, oh yeah. Yeah. He didn't mention that. It just, you know, like all these things just kind of fit together.
And the tapestry keeps growing because mm-hmm. now my sister is being sewn mm-hmm. into the tapestry. Mm-hmm. I love it. I just love it.
Soon the whole state of Indiana.
Let's hope so.
Now it's time to hear from Nicole Sokas.
Yes. That's right.
Yes.
We got to hear from those cocksuckers now.
What did you say?
Wait, what did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the cocksuckers.
I will point out that we were number 3 on the top episodes of the week on the Fountain app this week.
Yes, and Living Up in a Dump.
Downward was number 1.
Yes.
Number 1 on the charts.
I know, and it's not a scam. It's because you and Jimmy...
No, we're just, it's just good shows.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's great shows. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we always appreciate it when you send us value back. We do operate value for value. You notice there's no advertisements. How many Bibles we could sell? You mean hollow apps we could sell?
I know. I know.
So instead, we just do it value for value. If you go to curryandthekeeper.com, you can find out all about us. You can find out where the P.O. box is. If you want to send us a note, a letter, or anything else, we have, please hold off on the Bibles. We have a couple more Bibles to get through right now. It's much appreciated.
We have a lot.
We got it. There's a stack right there. How many? 1, 2, 3,
we are like covered.
Five Bibles. All interesting, though. All different. Chronological Bible is also very interesting. I'm kind of interested.
Yes.
I'm getting ready to start into that.
Yes.
And then there's the value for value on the modern podcast apps. And we suggest you just get started with Fountain.fm. You can find it in the App Store, on the Google Play Store. And you can send us back value in real time as you listen. And you can support us and send messages. It's a lot of fun.
Yes.
Or you can also send PayPals. But please, when you send something to us, send it with a message.
Yeah.
I'm always disappointed when people don't send a message. Like,
yes.
Did I miss it? Did I miss an email somewhere? But kicking it off, top executive producer for this episode of Curry and the Keeper. Is a striper donation from Pastor Jimmy Pruitt, 77,777 satoshis. And he says, did someone say 80s party? Enjoyed our bro date last week.
Oh, yes.
We discussed that, didn't we, on the last show? Didn't we talk about it?
We talked about you going, yes.
Yeah. Well, what happens on bro date stays on bro date.
Oh.
We are.
And I was at Annette's house while.
We were at Freed Homes.
Yes.
We were there for 2 hours.
I know. Well, you guys had to catch up.
Are you texting?
No, I'm not.
What are you doing?
I'm looking at the price of Bitcoin.
That's my girl right there. I'm looking at the Bitcoin price. It was great. We had steak. We talked. We prayed for our wives. We had a good time.
Nice.
We are truly blessed, and we get to do this. Great show as always, and keep your buckets overflowing. Coming in with $50 through the PayPal, the OG Salmonier, Michael Anastasio. He says,
Michael.
Young couple, please accept my donation as seed capital for the CKSAD Victims Relief Fund. Corinne the Keeper, Separation Anxiety Disorder, CK SAD. Yours in Christ, OG Salmonier. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Michael. And yes, there's going to be some CK SAD next week because I'm in Indiana.
That's right.
Unless you want to do it while I'm in Indiana.
I'm not gonna do a show without you.
Well, no. I would just phone in.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sure. Hey, $50 from Andrew Kelly. Do we recognize the name Andrew Kelly?
No,
I don't think so.
You've been decanted.
Wow. Andrew Kelly, thank you very much. You're welcome to Vineyard Nation, and you've been decanted. So send us a note next time.
Wow, thank you.
Let us know where you're coming from, what you're doing. $25.33 from Katie Trimble.
Thank you, Katie. Katie's a Salmonier. She's had a baby. I mean, she's got a baby, so she's busy.
Okay, but get on the stick there, Katie.
Yes.
We want to send off a sippy cup.
Send me your address and I will send you the sippy cups.
$7 from Michael Hall. Thank you, Michael. And there, with a mini striper donation of $77.77, it's Sir Brian with an I. And he says, a couple of life hacks.
Oh.
Yeah, I need life hacks from Sir Brian with an I. Yes. Okay. If you can't open a jar, take a knife and whack the lid around the edge until it looks like an analog clock and you can easily open it.
Oh.
No, here's the problem. It's a plastic
lid,
a plastic screw on. There's something wrong with it.
We cannot open it.
This has been incorrectly manufactured. And two, Adam, if you need to vape on the plane, which I don't, do what I do.
Oh, he's a big vapor too.
Well, this is very dangerous what he's doing. Go into the bathroom, take a big hit, hold it in so you don't do fire-breathing dragon smoke, bend over, hit flush, and exhale into the toilet, and then, of course, put the lid down.
That's an addict. That's an addict,
that's,
Brian.
You know what? That's a good way to get norovirus. In the evening,
in
y'all.
In the evening!
Good point.
Do not do that.
Good point.
6125 Satoshi's from Comic Strip Blogger.
Oh,
and CSB says, howdy, lovebirds, Tina and Adam.
Howdy.
Today, I want to recommend app for iPhone and Android called Easy Fast Fasting Tracker App.
Mm.
Well, this might be something for you. Find it in app stores or at easyfastapp.com. DC Girl uses it and recommended it to me, so it must be good.
What does it do?
It's a fasting tracker app.
For your fast.
Easy, fast, fasting tracker.
I just watched the clock. That's my tracker.
Easy,
like, what time is it?
Well, I don't know. Yo, CSB.
Oh, nice. I will check that out.
Okay. That's worth checking out, indeed.
Hey, is DC Girl, she's the one that's engaged to Roger Roundy,
yes.
Right? Have they gotten married?
I don't know. Roger,
what's the scoop on that?
I know. Roger Roundy does the puppet now.
Oh, yes.
He does the crazy puppet for, is that for Daily Wire, I think?
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Daily Wire, wow. Yeah.
He got a gig off his No Agenda art for Daily Wire, and he never made art again for us.
Oh.
No. But they all want to be there for the DC meetup if we ever go.
Yes, we got it. Yeah, we should plan that.
Yeah.
We should plan that.
Sir Patrick Coble's already emailing. He's like ready to go. He wants to book tickets. When are we going?
Maybe beginning of October. What do you think about that?
Ooh, chilly.
It could be that cold?
In DC?
You wear hoodies, you'll be fine.
Okay. Sir Brian with an I comes in with a second donation, $33.33, and he said, I'm going to hold Tina accountable.
Oh.
She told me a while back, the enemy will not win. And now she fathoms doing only two shows a month.
Oh,
you needed exorcism. CK SAD is real. CK SAD is real. Why are you so mean? You hate people with disabilities, plain and simple. Oh, CK SAD is now a disability. You're ableist. My goodness.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
Brian, just keep it to one boost. So far. Gene Everett came in with 33-33, and he just says, boost. So,
boost. Thank you, Gene.
There you go. 13-21 Satoshis from Randy Black coming in from Podverse in the evening. Just as a follow-up to last week about Adam and Tina being my second favorite couple. My favorite couple is my wife and myself.
Oh, well, of course.
It isn't that I don't love the Currys. I just love her a lot more.
Oh,
so good. That's a good answer. Also, be sure to check out the latest episode of the Mountain Music Happy Hour. Yes, this is a music value for value music podcast.
Oh, nice.
On the show, I spoke with V4V artist Jessie Lark about her experience in the Valueverse and some of her favorite V4V artists and songs. Find more at m2h2music.com. That is the Mountain Music Happy Hour.
Speaking of music, value for value music, have you heard from the Dorfels? Are they still around?
Yes.
Do they still do their podcast?
Yes. You don't listen to the Dorfelverse? Into the Dorfelverse?
I haven't lately, no.
I even got a note from another Dorfel who is not in the band, Joseph Dorfel.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I'm there's always contact. Okay. The Dorfels are a part of life. You can't get rid of them. They're like barnacles.
Okay.
You can't get rid of them. The Dorfels are here to stay.
They're such lovely people.
They are. They're really a lovely family.
Yes.
777. Again. From the OG Sam and Ye with a 777.
Michael,
sets.
Thank you.
And he has a note for Sir Brian with an I.
Oh.
Your efforts have not gone unnoticed. I have been contacted by RFK Jr. to address this plague that has been released upon Vineyard Nation. Oh. I will keep you updated.
CK Sad.
CK Sad.
Vineyard Nation. That's got to be the show title, you know.
CK Sad. I gotta write that down.
That's- CK Sad.
Boy, this is what... This is, you know...
See, Vineyard Nation creates this show.
Yeah, but you really created a ruckus when, you know, you and Annette had that, like, secret, like, little, oh, I thought you were going to do it every 14 days. And you're like, shh.
She threw me under the bus.
Yeah. And now do you see?
Okay.
The only reason why it's hard is because we've had the class on Wednesday nights. Yes. And now it's like, look, baby, it's 8:15. We're almost done. The dog's in her bed already. It's good to go. We can watch... Seinfeld.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, let's get to it right now.
You know what it's time for? The question of the week.
The wine is opened up.
Oh,
it's better. Good. Yeah.
The question of the week.
Time for the question of the week. Tina has the question, so she already knows her answer. It's all on me.
Yes.
Here we go.
Okay.
Question of the week.
This is an easy question for you.
An easy one. Okay.
Who was your first celebrity crush?
Okay. Olivia Newton-John as Sandy in Grease.
Really? Yes. I remember you telling me that one time.
Yes, I think so.
Did you like her as the good girl or the girl with the black leather?
You know, I kind of like the both sides of it, but yeah. I mean, Sandra D, you know, she was...
Was that her name?
No, she was Sandy. I mean, I'm a romantic.
You are.
So the whole thing about between... what was Travolta?
John Travolta?
What was his name in the...
Not Danny.
Vinny?
I don't know.
And he's singing, stranded at the drive-in, feeling like a fool. What will they say? Monday at school. I know the whole album.
You do?
Yeah. And then, tell me more.
That's respectable. I. That's good. I like
okay.
that.
Okay. Now, good. I'm going to guess...
You know this. You know this answer.
Somehow I think it's Chachi.
What?
It's not Chachi. Okay, it's not Chachi.
No, it was Donny Osmond.
Oh, Donny Osmond. Oh,
Donny Osmond. I had his poster
and
on.
And they called it Puppy Love.
Oh, I loved it. I loved him. He was on my wall and I would just like... I get Tiger Beat magazine, and I'm just
Would you kiss your poster?
Yes, of course.
I never did that to Olivia Newton-John. No, aww.
Yeah, no, definitely. And we talked about this. So it was Donny Osmond, and then I started liking Tony DeFranco because the DeFrancos kind of they were like the
rivals.
Not really. They were kind of like the word I want to use? Like the backup of the Osmonds, like, you know, like a D-list.
Oh, Osmond. like a cheap Osmonds?
Yes, yeah. Tony DeFranco.
Tony DeFranco.
And I liked, remember Leif Garrett?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
He doesn't look like what he used to look like now.
No.
We'd do any of us.
I'm trying to think I'm trying to think of my second teenage crush.
And
I don't remember.
Yeah, I can't either. I don't remember you on Tiger Beat. By the time you were on Tiger Beat, I was only in my 20s.
I was only in Tiger Beat once, I think.
Yeah, I was in my 20s by the time you emerged on the scene. I was 25.
But what was my second one? That's hard to say.
I can't remember. I liked the Partridge Family. What was his name?
David Cassidy.
David Cassidy.
I think I love you.
So what am I so afraid of? Yes, oh, I remember. Man. And then Susan Day, like, acting like she's playing the organ.
Yeah, not falling for that.
Living in that bus, traveling around that colorful bus. Yeah, it was funny.
That's funny.
Danny Bonaducci trying to play the drums.
Oh, man. Danny Bonaducci. He's
still alive. Praise God.
Praise God indeed. But yeah. Nice guy. He had some issues.
Yeah.
And Donnie Osmond, nice guy. Raced against him, lost against him.
Yeah.
And Donnie's a serious guy.
He is. He's been married to the same woman for 100 years.
100 years?
Yeah, about.
Man, how old were you when you...
I liked him when I was, gosh, maybe 11, 12, 13, something like that.
So you don't remember when you first saw me and went, that's the guy I want to marry.
I never thought that when I saw you ever. I never, ever thought I would ever meet you. But when I saw you across the table, I'm like, like fishing. I snagged you.
You got me, girl.
Let's not forget, you friend requested me.
Well, of course.
Yes.
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I love you, Mrs. Curry.
I love you too, Mr. Curry.
We'll see you next week. Oh, no, in 2 weeks, yeah, everybody. 2 weeks. CK said it's a real thing.
I'm sorry.
You'll live.
In the evening. Vineyard Nation.
Curry and the Keeper.